Before I begin, I just want to say thank you to Mr. Gene and all the elders for allowing me to come up and present this lesson before you tonight. In February, most people celebrate a certain holiday. What is this holiday? Well, it is none other than Valentine's Day. People recognize this day as a day of compassion and a day to show how much you love one another. But why limit love and kindness to one day? The Bible talks of love quite often and also the importance of love. So if you would, let me introduce just a few. First off, what is love? Well, by definition, love means to have strong affection or a warm attachment to a beloved person. So let's see some examples, shall we? What about the strong affection form of love? This is the kind of love found between a husband and a wife, seen in Ephesians 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And as for a warm attachment form of love, this is the kind of love found between brothers and sisters as well as neighbors, seen in Leviticus 19, verse 18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Well, what about God's love? Well, 1 John 4:16 says, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Here it quite simply states, God is love. Well, how about God's love towards us? How does he show his love towards us? Well, let's see some actions God has taken to show his love towards us. God has given us all our spiritual blessings, seen in Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 5. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to the good to his good pleasure, which he proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Here we see some of the blessings God has given us. In verse 5, we see the adoption as sons. In verse 6, we see the glory of his grace. In verse 7 and 8, we see the remissions and forgiveness of our trespasses through his blood. In verse 9 and 10, we see the making known to us the mysteries of his will. In verse 11 and 12, we see our eternal inheritance. And these are just a few of the blessings God has given towards us. Now, having seen his blessings towards us, how are we to show our love back towards him? God has commanded two things above all others. This is found in Mark 12, verse 30 and 31. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your spirit, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Well, tonight in this short lesson, I have shown you some of the many blessings God has given us. But if you would, let me show you just one more. God has blessed us with the plan of salvation. And this plan is to hear. Matthew 11, verse 15. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. To believe. Acts 16, verse 31. They said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Repent. Acts 17, 30. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent. Confess. Matthew 10:32-33. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. And baptism. Mark 16:16. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These are the steps one must take in order to become saved. You see, God has loved you enough to give you this plan of salvation. Well, tonight you have the opportunity to accept this blessing. Also to those who are already saved, yet have fallen short, you have the opportunity to come forth. We will pray for you. So if you have need, please come forth as we stand and sing.